I gave him a little grin and a wave. Hi, how y'all doing? You sure are ugly. I've seen toads with prettier faces than yours. If I was as ugly as you, I'd wear a sack over my head. They zoomed past us. Chuckling to myself, I made my way back to the spare tire. Drover was lying flat with his paws pulled up over his eyes. He was moaning and quivering. And you know what else? He started singing this song. After a moment, I couldn't help but join him. Here, listen.
Hank, you're giving me a bad case of the shivers. And this leg is really causing me some pain. 'Cause that dog is mean enough to eat our livers. All that's stopping him is just a piece of chain. If he ever took a notion, he might break the chain in half. And I think that I would perish from the fright. Would you please show some restraint before I up and faint? Just sit down before you get us in a fight. Drover, what is the nature of your problem? So I taunted him and had a little fun. Heck, he's just a dog and not some awful goblin. If he jumps us, I'll just whip him. You can run. See, when you're hanging with the head of ranch security, you don't need to have a plan or hedge your bets. Sure, I guess he's kind of large, but Drover, I'm in charge. So relax, enjoy the ride, and cool your jets. Yeah, but Hank, I really wish you wouldn't do this. Making enemies is not a funny joke. See, I really would prefer that I live through this. And if he jumped into our pickup, I'd just croak. What goes around will come around. I'll bet the day will come when you wish that you'd resisted just a hair. I hear you saying, what the heck? But I'm a nervous wreck. It's not smart to show your honey to a bear. I hear you saying, what the heck? But I'm a nervous wreck. It's not smart to show your honey.